I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Started off some audio recorded about 10 p.m. this past Wednesday at the corner of Richards and Dunsmuir. Then we segued into a track off of Flying Lotus's 2008 album Los Angeles, and it was simply called Riot. And Flying Lotus is the work of Steven Elson, who he deviated from his family's jazz roots since he has Coltrane blood flowing through him, and he turned out to rock the laptop. His next album after last year's Cosmogramma is underway, and there's a potential one track appearing on the Ed Banger compilation Let the Children Techno. And in the background here from the 1967 racing film Thunder Alley, this is Eddie Burham with Riot and Thunder Alley. Although you can probably easily find this track on 2007's Death Proof from a Quentin Tarantino. And thus begins Exploding Head Movies this week. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's tutting community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak, and I'll be sweeping up the glass in this plywood city until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So this week's soundtrack profile will be on Alexander Desplat's score to the long-anticipated Terrence Malick film, The Tree of Life. And it's the director's first film in 14 years. Otherwise, it's the usual esoteric mix, though with a theme not so sadly hinted at with the opening here. So we lost the sports here on Wednesday. Then we lost a whole bunch more as downtown turned into war porn. And the audio bit that we started off with something managed to record from the rooftop of where I work as the police work to contain the masses that use the flimsy pretext of a hockey game, win or lose, to then sneak in crowbars, surgical masks, looting windows, warding off the inevitable tear gas and pepper spray. Of course, it's not the city's finest hour, but something that shows this city's dystopian side, aside from the usual Granville mayhem on a weekend this night. Something we'd like to forget, but something we definitely have to remember. But yeah, let's explore it, and we'll start off with a local act, and that's the Shane Turner Overdrive. And Shane Turner has been a stalwart part of the Vancouver indie scene, and you can usually find him helping any number of bands on stage and in the studio here. And this is off the self-titled album for the Shane Turner Overdrive, and it's self-released as well. Here is The Riots of Spring. Thank you. featuring vocals by Bethany Consentino from Best Coast. There are England's The Go Team. And that was Buy Nothing Day off this year's Call to Form album, Rolling Blackouts. And although the proper Buy Nothing Day falls on the Friday following American Thanksgiving, the looting of various stores downtown prompted some smooth criminals to grab what they can. Oh, just check Craigslist or Kijiji for Louis Vuitton bags, and you can do the math why they are so cheap. And I saw the Holt Renfrew store get attacked there along with a glass van, get flipped, and he's partially burnt before the police came to thwart it. Yeesh. But if you're not in the business of buying things, well, why don't you go to this place, as I get the fiddle around with the headphones here this weekend. And these are the people that they don't buy their stuff. They make their own materials. Of course, then you could buy them.
I think there's a generosity of spirit to the event that people are able to share it.
The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair is a two-day celebration of making and creating. It's an all-ages family festival promoting the ethos of DIY on a larger scale. The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair will take you through an inspiring, energetic, and captivating range of exhibits, including workshops, performances, displays, and a speaker series. Some of the features include pyrotechnics, kinetic sculptures, interactive musical installations, and 3D printers that can print themselves. The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair takes place at Great Northern Way Campus June 25th and 26th. For advanced tickets and more information, visit MakerFair, that's FAIRE.ca.
Listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak, and up next is a little act from Stockholm. So Licky Lee is the nickname adopted as a stage name by this next act, and hopefully you all were able to catch her sold-out show last month at the Vogue Theater. Right now she's hitting up Europe primarily this summer, but she does have a few dates at some major American festivals in August. And Licky Lee wrote and recorded this year's album, Wounded Rhymes, along the Echo Park area in Los Angeles. She skipped the Stockholm winter, and she managed to enjoy some deserts, Emil Mulmeck's field recordings, and then Alejandro Jodorowsky's cult film, The Holy Mountain. So from Wounded Rhymes, here's Licky Lee with Get Some. Nerea from New York. That was Blockhead. And that's off his most recent album, 2009's The Music Scene. And what we just heard there was Which One of You Jerks Drank My Arnold Palmer? Blockhead, alias of Manhattan native Tony Simon, best known producing beats for the rapper A$AP Rock. And there's no word yet about any recent music off his WordPress blog. Just some curt dismissal towards the Miami Heat and rock rap hybrids in general. So before we forget anything, congratulations to the Dallas Mavericks, boo Miami. And before anyone forgets any further, someone did win the Stanley Cup there, so congratulations to the Boston Bruins, who look to be the clearly better team. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you can find us on the web, www.citr.ca. So also, some people that deserve some thanks are those who went out, well-coordinated style volunteers, and they helped organize a cleanup of the downtown core early Thursday. And you saw them. They had garbage bags. They had surgical gloves. They had brooms and anything else that they could do to pick up all the pieces of garbage, glass, and what have you. A few of us at work tried to do the same thing, but by the time we hit the pavement, the city was actually pretty spanking clean. Windows are still boarded up, although at this point today, some of the wailing walls, the walls of tributes, the wall of hurting, wall of healing, all those, the bay finally took those pieces of plywood down. Some of those border windows are still up, so you can leave your mark there. At this point, it's been stated that the Bay will be giving those to the Municipal Museum here, so at some point, the Museum of Vancouver will have those little notes to the future for those people saying that this isn't the city that it was. Thanks to all the police, all the little post-it notes, all those wonderful things, and yeah. I mean, at this point, there's still a little bit of scarring here and there, some burnt marks all over the place. But it looks like almost like a proper rain came here and swept things through. So good work to anyone who helped sweep up that awful mess. Now, back to the music. We'll stay with New York via Japan. So Cibo Amato, which is Italian for crazy food, they have reunited Miho Hattori and Yuka Honda. We were originally part of the noise rock band Leto Lichi. But they formed Cibo Amato in 1994, and they released two albums, had a little couple of compilation appearances here and there before they sort of bid adieu, but at this point, they have reunited, so they have a little bit of reunion tour right now. It is the 20th of June, so tomorrow, if you're in Seattle at Numo's, Cibo Amato will be playing there. Wednesday at Fortune Sound Club, they will be here, Portland, Oregon on the 23rd, at the Doug Fir Club on the 25th. They'll be at Bimbo's 365 in San Francisco. And this one, if you are heading to Los Angeles on June 26th, they'll be at the Hollywood Bowl. But they'll be joined by the legendary Japanese band Yellow Magic Orchestra. And we'll actually hear a little bit from one of the YMO folks later, but from their 1996 album, Viva La Woman. I think I played an alternate version of this in a past show, but this is one of those songs I love. I think it just sort of sticks out. I mean, they have wonderful ambient numbers here and there, but this is just wonderfully silly. So here's Cibo Amato with Know Your Chicken.
I know my chicken. You got to know your chicken. Magenta, the other was a blue.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak, and we're going to have a little set here featuring Jamie XX, known to his mom as Jamie Smith, but as part of the trio, the XX, he's been making his mark in the production world of things right now. So, don't really have much in the way of updates about what the XX are up to, but Jamie XX himself, as I said, has been busy, and one thing he has released in the past couple of weeks is a single. So, this, for some reason, somehow managed to chart 128, and this could be part of a new album, but at the very least, this is he has two songs at this point, and here's the A-side, so here's Jamie XX with Far Nearer. All right, having a little technical difficulty here. Let's start with the other track, and I'll sort of dig that up here. So this is part of the other reason that we know about Jamie XX, and this is a collaborative work here with the late, great Gil Scott-Heron, who I profiled last week. You can always catch that on the podcast. So from their collaborative album, We're New Here, here's Gil Scott-Heron and Jamie XX with My Cloud.
And when the morning comes, if there's been
Good thing I had a little bit of a delay on actually getting that song ready, because I did a little bit more research on it, and it turns out that that vocal sample that we just heard there took some time to clear. So originally Far Nearer was supposed to have come out a while ago. It was debuted briefly in September, but it was delayed because it has a sample, vocal sample there from Janet Jackson's 1993 single, Love Will Never Do Without You. So if you pay attention to the line, I feel better when I have you near me, then you'll sort of see where that comes from. So that was Jamie XX with Far Nearer. And then before that, we heard his collaborative work there with the late, great Gil Scott-Heron. That was My Cloud off of this year's album, We're New Here. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is one of the shows I usually tout as coming up after our wonderful midnight programming. But for those of you awake at Tuesday, 6 a.m. Pacific, this is what you're in for, a little bluegrass.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin', on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
A little hoedown there as required. Wake up with I'm Gak here. I'm here with you till 9 o'clock. And coming up next, we've been touching a little bit of Scandinavia before, and we shall do so again. So we're going to hop to Sweden, home of The Knife. And at this point, Fever Ray has definitely taken a bit more of the recent spotlight away from The Knife, but they are in the midst of recording some work. And one thing that they have done in the past little while is they did a collaborative work with Mount Sims and Planning to Rock for the Danish performance group Hotel Proforma. So there was an opera that was based on Charles Darwin's treatise on the origin of species. And this album came out in 2010 through the Knife's own label, Rabid Records. So there's a wide diversity of styles at play here, but appropriately enough, since it is just a few days away, or a few hours away from summer solstice, and just you wait, all the days are getting shorter now. Here is The Knife with off of the Tomorrow in a Year soundtrack to On the Origin of the Species. This is The Height of Summer.
Thank you.
That's the title track from this year's album Moon of Neptune by Kelarisa, better known as Larissa Leiva, a Canadian here. She's been helping out with the Destroyer on a recent tour, besides her past history with working with acts such as Piano, The Choir Practice, and Gigi. And at this point, it's available on glossy black vinyl, limited edition of 500 copies. And then, yes, it is available on CD as well. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gek. And before we get into Alexander Splat, we have a couple more tracks here. And we're going to start off with the act called The Craze. They take their name after the 60s London gangsters. But these are two French producers who have been rather prolific. And they're known as Yuksek and Brodinski. But they are partnered with one of the UK's most dynamic performers right now, and that is Ms. Ebony Bones. And we're going to have to hear more from her as of late. She had her album released in 2009 called Bones of My Bones, which is just fantastic for its utter craziness. But here's a single that came out last year through Abracada. And here are The Craze with Ebony Bones with We're Ready When You Are.
Oh!
That set off with The Craze, joined by Ebony Bones, and we heard We're Ready When You Are. Then we heard off the Ninja Tune 20th Anniversary, XX. That was Two Fingers and Fools. And Two Fingers actually is a collaboration between Amon Tobin and Joe Chapman. And it's something that they've collaborated together as Tobin's living in Montreal. And Chapman, well, they met in Brighton in the UK. Not exactly sure where Mr. Chapman is from. But at that point, he went to Montreal to go help them out, and they've been doing some fantastic stuff. And, of course, Amon Tobin has some new music out. Still waiting for that album to pop out here, but I know it is floating around. And then we closed off with Ryuichi Sakamoto with the original movement edit by his collaborator, Fernando Aponte, and that was Anger. And that remix appears on the Anger Grief single that came out in 1998 through Ninja Tune. But the original piece for that comes from Sakamoto's Discord. It was a classical record that was released 1998 as well, too, for limited release, but features a fantastic sort of four-set orchestra piece there through Sony Classical. And Ryuichi Sakamoto was a member of Yellow Magic Orchestra, and as referred to earlier when we played the Chibo Matto track, Yellow Magic Orchestra and Chibo Matto will be playing together this coming Sunday at the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California. And they'll be joined by a whole bunch of other Japanese acts. This is a bit of a fundraiser for the earthquake that struck Japan in March. So they'll be joined by such acts we haven't heard from in a while in North America, such as Buffalo Daughter, DJ Tawate, and they'll be joined by Fujima Kansumakai, and then the Taiko Center of Los Angeles. And that looks like it should be a fantastic set. Starting at 4:30, it goes all night there. Here's the Exploding Head Movies. Coming up is the Tree of Life soundtrack, but one thing that's popping up are a whole bunch of festivals, because it is summertime here. So if you're around Vancouver, July 15th through the 17th, prepare to get your folk on.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival returns to Jericho Beach Park July 15th through 17th. This year's lineup features C.R. Avery, Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans Band, Buck 65, Roseanne Cash, Elliot Brood, The Jayhawks, Wendy McNeil, Danny Michelle, The Joel Plaskett Emergency, Tenarawen, Jillian Welch, and many more great artists. There will be terrific daytime and evening entertainment for the whole family, the Little Tykes Village, and more delicious food and drink than you can shake a stick at. Don't miss this year's Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 15th through 17th at Jericho Beach Park. For tickets and more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Background. We're listening to River, and this comes from Alexander Desplat's score to Terrence Malick's fifth film, The Tree of Life, which just came out a couple weeks ago. And by fifth film, that definitely indicates how delicately, I'm not sure of a better way to describe it, that Terrence Malick approaches films, since his first film came out in the early 70s. But at the very least, this is something they've been waiting for at least 14 years since his last film, The Thin Red Line. He's done some work with some pieces called The New World, which came out in 2005. But otherwise, we're talking about Badlands from 1973, Days of Heaven, 1978, and there's a short in 1969 called Latin Mills. But The Tree of Life stars Sean Penn, Brad Pitt. And it's a very sort of non-linear approach to talking about life in 1950s Texas, but in the scope of the entire universe and life as we know it. And Alexander Desplat, when he went to work on it, was indicating that when he was talking with Malick what was going on, that Malick indicated that he told Desplat that music should always be like a river flowing through the film, and that's what Desplat tried to achieve. Quoted in a Variety, something that flows and never stops, very alive and fluid. And Malick just wants you to create something that maybe he hasn't thought about yet. So at this point, Malick gave him a lot of leeway. At the point that Desplat actually started writing the music before Tree of Life actually started to film. And that was back in 2007. But at the very least, there have been a whole series of delays of The Tree of Life before it came out, since actually it was ready in 2009, but some post-production work was required, and it took a lot of time to sort out before it was released earlier this year. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, but we'll just sort of let this music ride out here. And after The River, we're going to listen to The Emergence of Life. We started off with River, then we heard The Emergence of Life, City of Glass, and in the background here we're listening to Good and Evil. These are all from Alexander Desplat's soundtrack to the recent Terrence Malick flick, The Tree of Life. Malick indicated there was a deep story about love, about how you transmit love through your family, from parents to children, and then the evolution of mankind since the creation. Heavy things, but with everyday life things. I see a family in the 50s in Texas in their everyday lives, but there's more, of course, connections to the big picture. And that's one of the great ideas that Terrence has been working on. Now, of course, the original release date was for late 2009, but was prepared finally in competition for the recent Cannes Film Festival here in 2011. And there it won the esteemed Palme d'Or. And at this point, early feedback right now is that it is yet another fantastic Terrence Malick piece. And early word right now is that Terrence Malick actually is quickly working on yet another film, something called The Burial. Primarily writing it at this point, so actually directing it too, as we sort of look up all the details here. It will feature Ben Affleck, Rachel McAdams, Rachel Weisz, Barry Pepper, Javier Bardem. The list goes on, so good news is that we don't have to wait another 14 years for yet another Terrence Malick piece. So that is going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in 5 minutes or so, it's The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and he'll guide you through to midnight. Then it'll be Mr. Panther Bone with Canada Post Rock, and that'll be for another hour or so afterwards. It's whatever the frequency decides to indicate here. 101.9 FM Vancouver, 88.5 on Shaw Cable. And, of course, www.citr.ca. That's where you can go look at the schedule, grab a podcast, and catch up with everything else that's happening here at the station. You can also search iTunes, look for Exploding Head Movies. You can also search Facebook for that, too, because at this point, we are getting all social networky now. Next week, it is a soundtrack in something I've been thinking about with the most recent passing of Elizabeth Taylor, and that'll be Alexis North's score to Cleopatra. But amongst everything else that is going on, Jazz Festival is starting up on Friday. So get ready for that. I'm sure Gavin will talk a little bit more about it. And this next act we'll close things off with is they're from Norway. And even though that's not really, like, official, like, you know, what we think of as jazz, at least it's a stereotype, there's some very strong elements here that are well worth a listen to. So these guys will be playing Saturday. Where exactly? Why, they're playing at Venue as part of the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival operated by Coastal Jazz here. And from Norway, this is Jaga Jazzist, or Jaga Jazzist, if you believe your J's should sound like a J, not like a Y. So this is from last year's album, One Armed Bandit, and this is Toccata. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. I know we definitely saw an ugly side to ourselves here, something we should definitely remember, but at the same time, we should bear in mind about what we have been able to do to clean things up. And please keep the vigilantism to a minimum. You know, there are people that we are currently tracking right now on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that. All those bad people. But don't get the families involved. The main sin that we have always to deal with is our own little municipal vanity. But we'll be okay. This is something that we have to work through. And we'll go from there. We just have to sort of take our lumps and run with it. So, this is GAC. This has been Exploding Head Movies for June 20th, 2011. We'll see you in 7 days. Take care.
are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on Shaw Cable 88.5 or on your computer www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin White.